This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump had yet to sign a federal government funding package as of Sunday evening. That includes coronavirus relief money for struggling Americans. But the president did tweet that good news could be coming regarding the COVID relief bill. He said from his account, information would follow. Without him signing the $2.3 trillion spending package, the clock continues to tick toward a potential U.S. government shutdown. A partial shutdown could begin shortly after midnight on Sunday. Increased unemployment benefits and evictions protections also expired at midnight Sunday. President Trump had sharply criticized the legislation last week and on Saturday indicated his continued objections to it. He tweeted he still wanted most Americans to receive $2,000, quote, rather than the measly $600 that is now in the bill. A mass COVID-19 vaccine drive began Sunday in Europe. Pensioners and medics were the first lining up to get the shots and begin the end of the pandemic that has crippled economies and taken lives around the world. The European region of 450 million people is trying to catch up with the United States and Britain, which have started vaccinations within the last couple weeks. The European Union is due to receive 12.5 million doses by the end of the year, enough to vaccinate more than 6.6 million people based on the two-dose regimen. The companies are scrambling to meet global demand and aim to make 1.3 billion shots next year. South Africa's health ministry said the total number of coronavirus infections crossed 1 million on Sunday. That's since the country's first case in March. The grim milestone comes just 9 days after the country reported 900,000 cases. This is VOA.